situation where women have the matzah and you have the right to recover the matzah, so if the woman is already in the phase of the tower process, she's already given a hasara, she's given the piece of the one, and then she starts to down on the duto, and that down is attributable to a matzah, and we're about to be told that she could end up in power of life, meaning she ends up having this down material on the duto. But at what point is that true? If a woman who has this matzah even before she begins to have the hasara, can you even have that matzah that appears to have the hasara and have a woman be tolerant that basis? So we begin to discuss with them, at what point is a woman considered to be removed from a chas kachoma and the basis of a chas kachara? It comes to be that if you still have a chas kachoma, then we need something to remove so that you can have chas kachoma, you need at least a chas kachara, maybe a little one to be a, and that would have to be tolerant. So we know that Ramban, in the tradition of the Yisrael, that's a little bit out, but that as well, in the context of what quality the Yisrael do you need, when you do the Yisrael as part of the Shokin, then Ramban says that for Hefet Tara, then you definitely need the Yisrael as part of the Shokin. So that is the Yisrael that is Moshi Yisrael, the Chazaka, the Chazaka, and that has to be the Yisrael, the Ula, that has to be the highest level of the Yisrael, and there is no negotiation. And then we noted the Chazakas, Tzimim Tzutai Yivav, Tzutai Yivav, Tzimim Tzutai Yivav, Tzutai Yivav, he says that as a practical matter, you need to have at least a clean hefetara and a clean if they want to be cut, in order to be noted her in the Tzutai Yivav, Tzutai Yivav, and that's what we're noted to as well, in Tzutai Yivav, Tzimim Tzutai Yivav. And Tzimim Tzutai Yivav says that also, Tzimim Tzutai Yivav, Tzimim Tzutai Yivav, Tzitzat and Tzitzat, so the entire Tzitzat and Tzitzat and Tzitzat, both the two with Tzeviato. Tzeviato sounds like all you need is a clean Hasakara, but if you have Zahm on the day one Dibika, and that's attributable to your Masa, to your Masa, that's okay. And the Tzitzat says, it can't be that you have a request such a thing, you can't conceive of such a position. Obviously, you need the day one Dibika to be clean as well. Does everyone agree with this? Shulas Avnei Niluim. In the back of the Avnei Niluim, there are printed shulas, and Shulas Avnei Niluim, Tzimim Kaf Gimel. Shulas Avnei Niluim, Tzimim Kaf Gimel. He assumes that even before Hefetara, a woman sees on for every number of days she sees on, and then she begins Hefetara, even at that point, she's not considered a Tzadik Yisur. What's his bias? The Tosos in Gittin, that stays in knowledge, tries to figure out the source for Eidach and Anam Yisur. He's not for Eidach and Beis and Beis in Gittin. The Tosos there suggests that the source for Eidach and Anam Yisur is from the Tosos of the Tosos of Asla, a woman that's not money to say that the health of her town does to the Yisur. That's the source, and Eidach by Nanon Yisur, a woman has no money to represent where she's holding in her Tara process. Then Tosa says, if that's the case, that a woman has no money because of the Tassel, and that's the case, that's the source, Eidach by Nanon Yisur, then even by Tosa Yisur, even with a Tosa Yisur, you should say Eidach by Nanon Yisur, not only where there's no Tosa Yisur, so even if you're mostly in the Tosa Yisur, you should say Eidach and Yisur. And Tosa says, nope. Everyone says, you can't prove anything of that is tied to Yisur from the classification of the Tassalah from the woman of Tassalah in Yisur. Because such a woman, any of the Tassalah should say Lola Tosha. And even though a woman just saw that and she just had a normal monthly Yisur, that doesn't create a Tassalah term. She's not considering this Vekas that she constantly sees down. Which is the Arbu Shiva Tahora Yumeira. And when it comes to Anita, after 7 days of us, he's Tahora regardless. We did Tahora. The love of God is Yeshua. The Gandhi of the ritual is also in her power to go to the mitzvah when necessary. So that's not called the size of Yeshua. Even though she just was Tanea, she saw down to her regular Yeshua. If you haven't done anything yet to initiate the fire process, it's still not called the Tzadik Yisura. The way you see it, apparently, even before you do any Yisura, the woman is not considered the Tzadik Tanea. And then it should follow that a hefetara is not indispensable to removing a woman from a hefetara from any question of hefetara from it. And then he quotes Iran in the beginning of the Gittin Metzvah. He says that a woman has nemunah not only to represent the suffer by that she can't be sitting with him, she has nemunah to represent that she has a hefetara. If it was the case that a hefetara is necessary to be most of him with that hefetara, then why should she have that money to say she didn't have the power? Otherwise, I'm in the room being safe from the social and Iran, that even if a woman hasn't yet done anything to initiate the power process, she's not considered to be the best mayor. And by extension, even if you have Damaka that appears on a Hesitara or on any Zadika that is in the team, even if they won Zadika, that's not going to be safe. Then the Aminu has a different approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Aminu. Two of the Aminu have been called Kimmel. Then the Aminu has an additional approach. That maybe you don't need an actual Zadika to affect to have the title. Maybe it's sufficient if a woman is attuned to whether she's having any hargasha, and she can sense that there's no further tikkasi on the floor, maybe that's enough, the ikkar adin, for a hefetara. So you don't need an actual act of the bedika. It's sufficient if a person is attuned to her body and can sense that there's no hargasha, and that's enough for hefetara. Hefetara needs to establish that there's no more da'am coming than on the floor. So if she is attuned enough to sense that there's no da'am coming out, then that would be a sufficient hefetara. Adam Newman was not alone in saying that. The Zavaya points out, Tara Zavaya, beginning on page Yishlam and Gimel, that there are three Gedolei Achronim who say the same thing. The Admin of the Room is just quoted, the Nod of Yehuda, and the Chasson Sofer, Simen Tuf Ayin Zayin. Chasson Sofer, Simen Tuf Ayin Zayin. That under the stated circumstances, you could possibly dispense with the Hefetara, as long as the woman is cognizant of her body and able to sense that there's no Dan coming in Hamakor. So the Rabbi says that under certain circumstances, maybe you could rely on these three Gedolei Achronim. But he says, yes, if someone wants to be Nako, is that recommending it? There's some word in Nako on the basis, Yeshua Amude Barza Uskochalayim, who has big names to rely on. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a practical matter. I'm not sure if anyone actually would make it this way. But the Rebbe says that if someone were to be Mako, it would not be coming from nowhere. So what practically is advised, if a woman does have a maka, and that maka is producing blood, and she's incapable of getting a seed of Zika, and we're holding even before the hefetara, so you know that there's a maka that cause is done, but you know you're not going to be able to get a clean Zadika. The Rabbi Karp quotes, Chelik Aleph, page Kuf Mem Tes, the same Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv allowed doing a Zadika using the services of a nurse, or a medical professional, or what's called today a bogeket tara, someone who's trained to identify the location internally of a maka. And then this woman can perform the bedika, the medical professional, the bogeket, can perform the bedika on behalf of the woman, and direct the aid, the bedika part, in such a way that it won't touch the area where she knows the maka to be. that could be done, those are the Hefetara, and could be done for the day one Bezika. Some suggest that the easy way to do that is you have, you go to the Bodeka before Shia, still do the Hefetara, and then you wait a little bit until it's safe, you Ikra Din, the Diva could be done at night, we'll talk about that when we get to Shiva Diva. So under these circumstances, you have the Bodeka do first the Dika, the Hefetara before Shia, then day one the Dika after safe, bypass the Maka to avoid any dam on the Dika, and then you can discuss whether it's necessary to do the same on the 7 as well. We'll talk about when we get to the Dika for Shiva Diva, whether the seven Dika is ever defensible. Rabbi Neubiger says that in these situations you could have three Bodeka to the 7 Dika as well. In the Sefer Kua, Volume 1, put out by the Kua people, they quote from the Mordechai Eliyahu, former Sephardic Jewish rabbi, that maybe you could be Mako even if you have done on the Bezika clause, even for Hefetara. If every time you do Bezika, the Dam appears in one specific location on the Bezika clause, you could tell that it's the same source for that Dam every time. So maybe then, even if you have Dam on the Bezika clause, you could be Tola the Maka. But you know where the Maka is, and you could connect the dots between the Maka and that Maka's appearance on the Bezika clause. Vadi Shulchan just talked about this as well, without our club. Vadi Shulchan would be Urim, Sin and Kufsad above Sif Aleph, Shiva Maskel today. Vadi Shulchan beginning of Kufsad above Shiva Maskel today. He said, yes, and maybe even from the Chavis Das. He didn't go into the Chavis Das that you need a clean Hefetara and a clean day one Bezika, even if you have a Dan Maka. Maybe he would agree that here this is considered a good Hefetara, because if this was regular Dam, then you'd expect to see the Dam on different locations on the Bezika clause. The fact that there's one dot in the same corner every time, that should be proof positive that it's min Damaka and not regular Dam. So that is the final poem just concludes. And that is that you should ask a Sefer Chacham if that comes up, but he doesn't dismiss the possibility of being Mako, even if you do see Dam on the Bezika clause, maybe that doesn't preclude relying on it at Hefetara, where the Dam is in a particular location that's directly attributable to the Maka. The Ramah here in Sif Hei has two parts. We discussed the first part already. That if a woman does not have a Bet Tavua, then you can't be told on a Maka to aid the Jewish in the Kiyadam, because of the triple negative. Calls that the Isha Siyed for that Tavua, the other you call the little Shalom is that that's the Matata, Apatis Eni Yadat the Vadai, the Matata the Siyedam. If a woman has the Tavua, then Shalom is that that's the, you can call it a Matis Eni Yadat the Siyedam. A Matis Eni Yadat the Siyedam. You know the Tav himself says that Tavua is only the Indian Rome Apatasis, but as far as the Hefer Levi of Asimnathim, he still has to go through the Tara process so long as there's no Maka HaYadua from the Tiyadah. The other Ramah has another qualification, another possible leniency to attribute Dam even to a Maka to any Yadua from the Tiyadah. The Ramah writes, the pain, an Ema Vestibu, again, a woman does not have a Vestibu, who suffered Emma Dan Bam in a Makor, Omina Sagan, And we don't know whether the dam came in before or came from elsewhere. To lean on the maka, Mikolach says that you have the right to rely on a maka, to attribute it to a maka, even if there's no maka you do to the Tiyadam, based on a Sefreka. What's a Sefreka? Sefreka min a Sardim, or min a Makor. We don't know whether the dam came in before or not. It isn't blood from the Makor, even if it is blood from the Makor. Shema hu min a maka, maybe it's a maka. So maybe it's human blood, maybe not. Even if human blood, maybe it's min a maka. Aval in yadua shava min a makor, but if you know that the dam came in a makor, afa pi yesh ba maka of the makor, eyo tov the maka, in aim of that tabua, Elam came to that to that, it's in a custom of Tidah. But if you know that it's in a koi, you don't have a respect for it, and therefore, unless it's a maka hayadua, so if you're done, you have no right to rely on the dhamma. To be told on the maka, okay? What's the case that you know that there is a maka in the court? She has, I've also done a similar court, let's say. So where does this come from? The Shah quotes the Shari Gura, that is the purported source of the Rama, and then he says he's not convinced that that's what the Shari Gura meant. Fine. And then he raises the question, what's the Sefek anyway? Whether or not the Shari Gura said it, he thinks that the din is knowledge of the Rama, that even in this case, you have to know for a fact that it's a maka of Moshe Adam in order to be nekel. But then he says, bigger problem. The two kasa liyala rab, the last couple lines in Sikhasa and Kasei, the life says sekahu. What kind of sekahu is this? Ha'ika l'meimer miyad, yom l'adam yidha fi adab l'adam yidha fi adab l'adam yidha fi what's the Ramah's objection? So Nozi Yudha writes, in Mazura Kama Yerdeya Ben Zayin, Mazura Kama Yerdeya Ben Zayin, the Rama is not saying that it's a Sefegas Ein Mitzatze. Right? The classic, one of the easy ways to see down a Sefegas is a Sefegas Ein Mitzatze. You have to go in both directions. So he says that's not the Rama's objection. I guess he means that it could be Mitzatze. Is it Minam Akor Minas Dagas? Even if it's in a makor, maybe it's a maka. You can also switch it. Maybe it's a maka, maybe it's not. Even if it's a maka, maybe it's a maka of the subject. So that might be the topic. So the note you just said, the shaf yo objection is that it's a sefek of the same maka. When you have a double sefek, both levels of sefek have to work independently of each other, have to reflect a different sefek. You can't create a sefeka if there are two formulations of the same essential topic. So notice you said that's the shot suggestion. That's the shot suggestion. That fundamentally the question is this Dan Tame, is it Dan Tahor? So it's not really two independent sefekas. It's not Sabik Min Asadin, Sabik Min Amakor, if it's Min Amakor, Sabik Min Amakornat. That's really getting at the same bottom line, is it Dam Tame or Dam Tar. He says that's the shaft objection, this isn't a classic question. And another user says, no, objection overruled. Why? Because the two sekos are not the same, since the two sekos address different elements of Tumah. Meaning to say that Shaila number one. And so he's two lines from the other people. Amgam gam b'zeh dino shalom ramayet. So even if you explain that the shaft objection is that it's sefek v'tein echad, there must still threat. V'ashach lo kiven yafel l'rov kirda siyuno. And the shaft was ma'ayin so carefully that he missed the point. V'kan eina sefekot shavet. Ki asafik harishon. Master Yosef Me'acheni. The first suffix is broader than the scope of the head of the first suffix is broader than the second one. He has suffix Harishon who Shamahu Dam Sadim the us that you said to hold the dam tar. First topic is if it's dominant sadim, is it dominant mavar? If it's dominant sadim, there were no consequences. The woman is Sahara, Levaila, and the dam is Sahar. Second topic, in Tim Salomon ben Makor, Tema hu dam maka, of Asha Isha Sahara, Levaila, Mikal Makam, Hadam, Tame Vitaro, Kikai Malam, Korma Kama Tame. If it's dam in a Makor, even if it's dam maka, the dam itself is still going to be dam tame. If we assume in order to use it as Makor Makam Tame, which means that any dam that comes out of Makor, even if it's not dam that's Makam of the woman, it's still Tame itself. So the first topic, Sadik Minat, Sadim, Sadik Minat Makor, if it's Minat Sadim, the woman's going to be Tame and the dam is going to be Tame. The second level of Sadik, Sadik Minat, topic whether the dam in the Makor is in the Makor itself. Oh, Makor the Makor, that is naftanina, is not only for the woman, but for the dam independent of the woman. The dam may still be Tame, even if it's dam Makor, even if the woman is going to be the Hora. So that makes it into a legitimate Svetzveka, that no one is considered to be a Svetzveka, the same effort.
Regarding the So over here also I was convinced, you know, this week I was just talking about something before when it was really hard to figure out.
Yeah,
so
you're asking a different question. You're saying if something is asking the daughter of the cow, and then we have the right to rely on a Svetzveka if something is after the body of the cow. So you have to figure out if that medical possibility is considered the cow. But maybe in economy. As it is, the shot suggestions in the Svetzveka, it's still questionable whether when, if ever, the Svetzveka is actually going to be helpful to Maisa. But maybe not, maybe that's correct. If it's Esther Levar Vital, so then you can't just rely on the Svetzveka. Okay. Pretty true. Again, as it is, practically speaking, the relevance of this Ramah is going to be limited. If you want to look on your own, there are other approaches to this. That's it. The Torah Tashlamin in the beginning of Simon Kutsadi, the Cousin Aleph, talks about it. And the Bible itself has an analysis here in the Cousin Hey. So it's clear that any Makkah outside of the Rachim, outside of whatever the Halakha Rachim is attributable, the dam that comes from such a maka would be easily attributable and there could be makel on that too. More complicated question is, what is the status of a maka of the makor itself? And when, if ever, can you be tola on a maka that's actually in the rapper? You'll see that there are various approaches among the contemporary later posts to this question. So if you just read the sources in front of us, the Lashon HaMechaber, beginning of the Pei again, in the Yeshua Maka of Osa Maka, I'm calling the Dhamma Kosa. So it sounds like we're talking about a Maka of the Makor. And it's actually the last description from that we're talking about a Maka in the Rechem itself. And that's Thank you, Lashon HaGemara. That's what the Shas says here, Tifata and Yudayim. Osamakam, comes to the Bas, the Inter, Yusuf, the Sol, Inter, Makam, to Osamakam. So Lamar, the Osamakam, Asma, to the Shani, Yosef, the Dam, Yosef, the Shamakam. The Tigas and the Dam, Yosef, and the Makor, that's okay, the Yosef, the Makam, the Makor. So clearly, if there is a Makam, the Makor, which is the source of the Dam, that is distributable. And this is more explicit in the Shuvah Maram Lublin, quoted in Pitch Shuvah here, Shif Karsan Kaf Dei. Afil and Maka, who the base Rasham and Makor Atmo, even if the Maka is in the Rasham itself, the Mishan Dovei HaDamida, which is the very source of Damida, Mikol Makom Tahorahi, who's seen under Dama Karsa. So she is Tahora, and we're told on that Dam Maka. Rosavadia, Yabia Omer, Chelot Yud, Sinigutayim, Chelot Yud, Sinigutayim, says this is watching a professor as well, Terekas, Halachadei, Professor Terekas, Halachadei, a woman has no money to say, Yesli Maka, Min Hamakor. In Hamakor, in the Rambam, Parashat Yudalit, Parashat Lot Yudalit, Prophet of Maka, Yesh, Lot Hamakor. So all these Rishonim, back to the simple even the Gemara, and the Tosefta, indicate that even a Maka of the Makor itself, even the Maka and the Rasham itself, the Yudalit itself, would be helpful to attribute Dan to such a Maka. Nevertheless, that's the subject of debate, whether any Dam Makom in a Makor is going to be Tahor. So do we say that uterine bleeding is only going to be Metame when it's part of the regular cycle, but even uterine bleeding, if it's not part of the regular cycle, is Tahor? So there's more concern in Taylor's Al Shikhadav, the Mishpat of Parakei, quotes many writers from the Gemara that even that Dam in the Makor, even if it's not caused by the normal cycle, still is going to be Mishpat. For example, Mind out your Alf and Aleph. So you learned that the only should have seen a couple days ago. And we'll do that. Good idea. So we'll get the new stuff so quickly. We'll start with that in paragraph four. So it's not fine. Anyway, the Gemara and Aleph talks about Kaf Kadarasa, that if a woman sees on as a result of doing acrobatics, some kind of unusual physical activity, so that's not the normal cycle, it's not that's caused by the normal cycle, that's caused by some other stimulus, and yet, even though it's not the normal cycle, that's still done, that is mutamic. Or the learn something during the day, a woman could have done that's caused by a change in eating habits, each change of barm karita. So there also is not the normal cycle, but that dominant in the core is mutamic. Or the one I knowledge, if you have a Ri'iya Nachmatata, that's a Kalkal Habakoma Ode, and you can have a Ri'iya that's precipitated by a change in emotional state. Again, not the normal cycle, but blood in the Makor, even blood, which is caused by some external stimulus. Or we'll talk about next time. And see if that's a capital blow down, that you have some other instrument that intrudes into the rachem, and any time there's a tzitzas a rachem, that is presumed to be a dam, even though that's not dam from normal cycle. Yeah. Okay. Well, we popped it into the capital blow down.
No, it's not a focus. It's
not a kohen. Any situation of in kippah kevul adam is relevant to a situation where it's not the normal cycle that's causing the dam. So anyway, there are numerous indications that dam minimum core, even if it's not part of the normal cycle, is going to be mitam. How does that square with all the sources we started with, that a mass of the makor is attributable? Darki Tshuva, the Katsun Nun Hei, quotes from the Tshuva Shvar Shmuel, Shmuel Ahuas, early Italian Akron. Those of you who were with us last year should remember the Shvar Shmuel's famous Tshuva that Parpekos. The Shvar Shmuel, Simon Ayin Aleph, talking about Tchorim Barachet. Chorim are usually translated as hemorrhoids, but hemorrhoids are not found in the rechem. So fibroids, right? This is really talking about fibroids. Fibroids are some kind of growth or tumor-like growth that can develop in the uterus. So it's after that, attributing the maca, attributing dam to chorim barachem, to a the growth that comes into existence both the makam in the makor, then the same maka yisra, that has the status of a maka. So even though it's in the makor, but this growth that comes into being in the rechem is considered to be a maka. To the Sitz Eliezer, Caleb Yuzayim, Simin Lam Yuzayim, Caleb Yuzayim, Simin Lam Yuzayim. That's the same question as the Rosh Moor. Women have fibroids that cause bleeding. The doctor says that it's hard to say for sure whether the blood that a woman is seeing is coming from the fibroids, or is that the regular dummies or the regular setting of the endometrial lining. Has I and Hay been touching on Hay to have been through the double code? Right. Hard to know whether it's really dummies or damaka. Because Yizromar, the Oso Hagorim, the Moshi Adam, who the Emes Hagorim, is Amida. That could be the same reason, the same source that Adam is coming out because of, is the source of Amida. Elas, the Shar or Abdini, shall a wrath of Kalak, Vein Adam Yosei, they saw a fibroid Yosei. And then for Dari Da'aman, if you have a fibroid that attaches itself to the endometrial lining, so maybe the fibroid just bleeds more easily than the rest of the lining, but it's essentially the same physical cause of bleeding that causes the fibroid to bleed. Or maybe no, because it has the appearance as a separate entity, maybe that is a thing of a maca. Officially, as I write, merely the psyche, the horror of the hatter, the kevan to aim to ria normalit. This is not the normal way of ria. Is the ikr, the kevan to aim near ma'ayin to a maka? The fibroids have the appearance of a maka. It doesn't blend into the rest of the endometrial lining. It looks like a separate entity. The famous lahasu zos mo damas is maka. The law is signed and as a rope of almost in topic, those are going to look you down with the MS of other time. It doesn't make a difference what the doctor says, and maybe it's the same underlying cause that causes the fibroid to bleed. He quotes the Bar Shmuel that he just quoted Simon Ayin Aleph, who essentially says the same thing, that these Bakar and the Rechem are considered Damaka. But that's essentially the side of the F. And therefore, you could be Mako to contribute Dom to the side weight.
That also applying letting the but can see applied and the little of the kind of period.
If it's the shot that's then not necessarily, and if you know that the woman is that's the end of them over here. Right? So you have to be realistic. If you know, well, first of all, the amount that the volume of the dam will be caused by the fibroid is presumably much less than the volume of Mahalia. So you could have a larger volume, that probably makes it more difficult to be called the Maka, and it's a better coin. Even if it's not formally such that, or you go with the best window is even such according to some authority, so then you start with the color. So, something that where there's a, the most reasonable explanation is that the source of the diamond is the Maka. The question is, are you holistically allowed to be colored? Mishnah Sabram quotes from the Talmud Zalman. This is page 150 in the New Edition of Mishnah Sabram. The Afal Gad, Shamaka Mosiya Dam, Gamay Osem Hadidian Hamispakin, Shishah Sadat. So even though, even if you have a Maka, which causes bleeding from the endometrial lining, so even if there is some bleeding from endometrial lining, if that's not caused by the normal cycle, and it's caused by a mark of metastasis to stop the endometrial lining, that is still considered dam maka. And the cousin is also in Yeridaeus, Simon Pei Aleph. Yeridaeus, Simon Pei Aleph, tired of beginning a vowel. Sounds like he's Mako along the lines of Devar Shmuel. That's a book in Devar Shmuel. It sounds like he's Mako along the lines of Devar Shmuel, that a fiber is alike would be considered dam maka. However, Rabbi Morgenstern points out that there seems to be a sphira in Devar Shmuel. Devar Shmuel that we just read, Simon Ayin Aleph, said that Shuma Hamitab is also Makom, didn't say Makom. So if you have a growth, his colon are fibroids on the, in the Makor, that's considered a Makom. However, Devar Shmuel in Simon Kovayan, right, that any dam in a rechem, even if it's caused by another factor, is your common. So can you rely on a Makom in the core or not? Says Rabbi Morgenstern, no, the two Devar Shmuels are talking about two different things. And if you have a maka in the rechem and the blood that comes out because of the maka is not from the endometrial lining, but from the maka itself, so you have a fibroid, and the dam comes out from the fibroid, not from the endometrial lining, so then you could be makeover. That's the maka, and you don't have to be kosher, so maybe there is blood from the endometrial lining that got mixed up together with the blood from the fibroid. But if the blood itself, you know, comes from the endometrial lining, and that's where the maka is embedded, and it's that blood that comes out, so even if there is a maka, even if it's not the normal cycle, that's going to be common. There is a famous correspondence of the Chazanish with a Dr. Taub, where the Chazanish seems to take a different position than the impression you get from Simon Tayala that we just read. This correspondence was printed initially in Hapardes, so there is Vav Shano Lamed Hey. I sent that to you yesterday to PDF. Then we printed in the Perigord, the five-volume biography of the Chazanish. The Chazanish was addressing a medical procedure that I also sent you some literature about that we haven't been doing for decades, called air intubation. Apparently, the procedure was that in women suffering from fertility, there is a thinking that if you would pump air into the rectum, that may contribute to increased fertility. So there is this insufflation of air into, or CO2, into the rectum. And that would sometimes cause bleeding. The question is, was that bleeding da mako, or is that da tamish? The Chazanish, there's a back and forth here, but the Chazanish writes that there are three categories of dam min hamakor. Aleph, motar hadam hanigar min aguf lachor. So you have the blood that's expelled from the body outside. Ke ein dam apsoles hamukrach lasira min aguf shelo yaro l'samachayim. Like dead blood that needs to be expelled from the body, not to poison the good blood, without ifer bet. So that's the regular monthly shedding of the endometrial lining that expels that uterine blood outside the body. That's the normal process of dam yuda, and that is definitely dam tam. Category number two, dam ava shelo bizman avet, ideonet. You could have the same endometrial blood that comes shelo bishas avet, based on some other factor. Kamozachika, Alakav the Rafem, if someone pushes, or if there's an injury to the Rafem, or he says having a stillbirth or birth. That pushes out the same endometrial blood, even though it's not part of the regular cycle of meeting. That's also dam tamim. And then tepitsa and the like would fit into that as well. If you have some external force, pacha tepitsa, that causes the shedding of the endometrial lining. Then category number three. Dam hava machmas seret v'or harachas. Dam that comes out because of a scratch in the endometrial lining. That this was hadam above the oso ha'ofen, above the pes of the sarga. So the blood bubbles out in the same way that if you were to get a wound in another part of the body, that would bleed. So just like if you prick your finger, blood is going to come out. So if you prick the rectum, that's going to cause blood to come out as well. So he says the first two categories, that asa the woman, that requires shivanatiyim, and feeling. And the third category is tahor. They said you have to figure out, in your case here, the air insufflation, is that category two, or is that category three? So he says, from your letter, Dr. Tau, Nisa Frodo Lebanati, Sheena Dam Ababas Ula Sanafisa, Enana Dam Abasto. So definitely not category one. But I want to know if it's category three or category two. So Dr. Tao responds that he thinks it's category three. And then the correspondence ends over there. So we don't know what the Chazanish responded. However, I saw in the Shulchan Shlomo, collection of the Shlomo Zalman's Tzachin, the three-volume work on Minyanei Refua, so there they quote in the footnote that the final conclusion of the Chazanish appears elsewhere, in a sefer Zichron Sho'ol, where the Chazanish was asked the same question. The that the air insufflation? And he answered, this is reprinted in Shulchan Shlomo page Kinyani Rukua page Chavav. He says the Rovim say that it's Dan Maka, category 3. And the Kalmokam Kashalahaka, but he still finds it difficult to accept that for sure. So he thinks that you have to assume it fits into category 2. So that's hard to know what kind of matter is considered category 3, what's considered category 2. Now before slides about this, volume 2, page 495. That part of the difficulty is how precise is the Kazanich's analogy? Kazanich says that a scratch in the rest on the scratch and the neutral lining that goes with blood is analogous to a scratch on the different parts of the body, a wound in different parts of the body. So whatever causes a wound in the different part of the body, it caused down there. And the problem is that the rechem is much more sensitive than other parts of the body. So that which may cause a scratch in the rechem, so it may cause Don to come out in the back, it wouldn't necessarily cause Don to come out in a different part of the body. Right? Just have this idea of that analogy, what level of scratch is going to create Don Tame, or is going to be considered a Don Ma. Yeah, before it says that, there isn't a clear Akwaran post in about certain medical procedures that involve the breaking in the rechem, where that fits in. And Ravadia sounds like he has a similar formulation that if there's a scratch, that's going to be Dan Maka. And as Kuli mentioned before, if they look good, they're very thin and thinly divided. The doctor quotes another calculation that essentially ends up being a cover here. He quotes a rugged cover, Safnas Panea, New York, Tim Zion. The Rugged Cover in Tula writes that just as the definition of Leda in Halacha, the definition of childbirth, is that the Kosle HaRechem expels the fetus or the baby now from the woman's body. That's what Leda is. Leda is the Kofi HaRechem pushing out the baby. So the Hagdar of Re'iya, to make a woman Tamiza, is the same thing. Re'iya D'Oraisa means that the Rechem pushes the blood outside. So the shedding of the epimutal lining, the pushing of the blood outside, that's the definition of Nida D'Oraisa. So if a woman has a Maka, so it's not that the Kofi HaRechem are pushing out the blood, but that the Maka is causing the blood to come out. So that's not going to be neither the Arisa. However, says the Rabbi Shavar, it'll still be Tnei Amidah Rabbanan, that's still like a Re'iya below Hargasha. If you have Da Maka Min HaRechem, it may not be neither the Arisa, but it's no worse than a Re'iya below Hargasha, because we know the Dam is coming Min HaMikor. Except it says maybe that's another explanation. Hayav Hargasha is Manozeh, because Hargasha is just meant to establish that the Rechem is pushing out the blood. And if a woman knows that this is the regular Re'iya and that the Rechem is pushing out the blood, maybe it could be Tnei Amidah HaTorah even without Hargasha. Take a look at the Sefer Hasidus of Dinas Egos, in which he talks about the Rugged Cover and develops that and mixes up. According to the Rabbi Shavar, even if Min HaTorah, Dan Maka Min HaMakor would not render woman in the Nida, it still may be Tnei Amidah Rabbah. Just to note, there is another Rabbi Shavar in the same volume that seems to say the opposite Simon Reish Thomas, Reish Tadivav $5. Again, this is the New York great thing about students. The Rabbi Kavah, Simon Reish Tadivav $5. The other Rabbi Kavah writes that if a doctor sticks an instrument into the Rechem and a woman sees on, as a result of that, that woman is going to be Tamei Min HaTorah. So there, not the regular expulsion of blood through the normal cycle that is causing the bleeding, and yet he says there that that woman is Tamei Min HaTorah. As a practical matter, it's difficult to know exactly what kind of matzah of the Rechem, if you're going to go with the Chazanish's categorization, what fits into the Chazanish's category here. I do hope that later in the year we'll have a medical professional come and discuss some of these practical issues in terms of various gynecological procedures and the ramifications for that matzah and Sukkot 3 and 4, which will be our next topic. So for next time, we'll discuss a little bit the reliability and believability in the amount of those medical professionals before the invited medical professionals come. And then we'll go on to talk about Sukkot 3 on the core, and Sukkot 3 on the Lodam. I'll send you a reminder from the class. Not before.